what I was trying to point out with that article is that, you know, a lot of people are really worried about this movement and this push to transfer federal lands to states or to sell federal lands to private interests. And my point was really to say, yeah, you know, that it's great to worry about that, but one of the things that you don't want to lose sight of is the fact that every 3 months, you know, quarterly, there are these oil and gas lease sales, which are almost privatization of public land. It's not full privatization. You're not transferring title to the land. You're not giving the land to some private company, but it's sort of a quasi-privatization, because once these leases are made, once a company has the lease, they have basically private property rights on that land, and they have the right to drill it or to mine it for coal. Then once they do that, you know, they can't necessarily cut off access like they could to private property, but for all practical purposes, you know, once there's an oil well there or a coal mine, you can't use it anymore as the public. For all practical purposes, it's really transferred.
Well, in terms of property rights, I mean, it's really not a property right, because even though the energy companies have a right to develop the minerals, they're developing those minerals on behalf of the American public because they're federal minerals. And then the energy companies also have a responsibility for reclamation. They don't always do it, but that's the part too where, you know, the public comes back into that public land.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, and that's definitely true, and that's why I you know, don't go so far as to say it's complete privatization or that it's as much of a transfer, I guess, as what some people are proposing out there, where it's an actual sale. But first off, I mean, they don't have a private property right, but they do have the right. Once they lease the land, the BLM basically will not shut down some company from drilling altogether, because when they lease it, they lease it with that idea that they're going to be able to drill it. Like, that's what they're buying when they lease it, is the right to drill it. Of course, that has to fit within federal regulations. But right now, what's happening is that the Trump administration is rolling back a lot of those regulations.
Right.
So when that happens, you know, you're basically taking the public say over what happens on that land. You're taking that away from them by taking away those regulations. You're making it easier for these companies to exercise their rights, as they would say, to develop this land. And also, I mean, another thing that the Trump administration has done is it has reopened loopholes on royalties that the Obama administration tried to close, which means that it's easier for companies to get around paying the full royalties to the federal government or to the public, to the taxpayer, for drilling these lands. So the public is getting much less benefit out of this. And so then you throw into question whether this really is for the public good or not.
Well, there was something else in your article. You mentioned something called EnergyNet. I went on to EnergyNet, which is the online sort of bidding website, to look up some of these leases that are coming up. You can't get into EnergyNet unless you're a member, unless you're an energy company that's going to bid on some of these leases. And I'm wondering if EnergyNet, was that a response to Tim DeChristopher's sort of successful bidding attempt to purchase Utah leases as a protest some years ago?
Yeah, in part it was, for sure. It was a response to Tim DeChristopher. It was a response to the protests that have happened since then against leases. When they have these lease sales, they used to have them at the district office or whatever, and it was actually a physical location, which allowed protesters to show up and, you know, protest or maybe disrupt the lease sale. And so they moved them online, and now that really kind of cuts out the public. The public still has a 30-day or a 45-day or a 90-day protest period, depending on the lease. But that's not done in this personal way that it used to be done. You don't have that ability as the public to directly confront the people who are doing the leasing and who are buying the leases like you once did. And so it's relegated to this basically letter writing, the protest period is. And what we found when we looked at lease sales of the past, especially the past year, is that those protests really didn't have much impact on what happened at the lease sales. So they would advertise X amount of leases, maybe, 100,000 acres, let's say, somewhere. No matter how many protests there were, in the end, they would still auction off the same 100,000 acres.
Jonathan Thompson, contributing editor for High Country News, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Amy. My pleasure.